Hey guys, it's me again. At the end of this part of the episode, there's a little bit of an audio problem. I did my best to clean it up, but I wasn't really able to make much of a dent in it. So I apologize in advance, and hopefully this won't happen again. Okay, we're back. That part that I just talked about, I'm going to cut out. But I'm not going to cut out this part.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about? That's sort of a weird place to take a break, wasn't it?
Well, I guess it depends. There are things I could talk about that relate to the baby.
Okay.
Depending on how interesting that would be for others.
Probably very, since others is mom.
Probably. So, three things. Nest, SpaghettiOs, and Gold Rush. And these all relate to the baby.
What was that last thing?
Gold Rush.
Gold Rush.
Yes.
Okay, for some reason I thought you said Bulb Rush.
No. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing. Okay, so Nest, what is that?
Nest. So, okay, so when women get pregnant, it's often recommended to them that they get a body pillow.
Okay.
Because it makes you sleep on your side comfortably. You're not really supposed to sleep on your back through pregnancy.
Why is that?
Well, so I looked this up because I wasn't entirely sure myself.
Well, okay. Let's not get to the facts just yet.
Okay.
I'd like to speculate a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that it's probably, like, bad for your spine.
Okay.
Like, maybe the pressure of the baby pushing down on your stomach or your abdomen sort of, like, pushes your spine out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe when you wake up, you're sort of, like, hunchbacked. Okay, that's all I really thought of.
Okay.
What's the real reason?
Well, so that's partly true. Like, it can put too much pressure on your spine.
Okay.
And also, I guess, somebody had told me at some point about that it can suffocate the baby, which is not, I don't think that's actually what happens.
Yeah, because we talked about last time that the babies have gills while they're in there. So,
right.
I don't know how you could suffocate a baby unless, you know, you manage to somehow close off the gills.
Right. Well, I guess when you lay on your back, it sort of, or when you lie on your back, it can, like, put pressure on your spine, but also can sort of put pressure on your abdomen. And so it actually can, I don't think it's actually, like, directly that it's suffocating your baby, but what happens is sometimes you have poor circulation when you lie on your back. And so your own body can experience poor circulation, like maybe your hands or your feet fall asleep, but then also, the baby will then sort of, as a byproduct, experience poor circulation, and oxygen gets transported to the baby that way. So I guess that's how it would suffocate a baby. But I've also read that it's not like you don't just lie on your back and then all of a sudden this happens. So
it's probably not one of those things that, you know, doctors recommend you never do, like,
right.
Like drinking or smoking.
Right. So they say, you know, get like a body pillow. And so I looked up body pillows online, and then I sort of like forgot about it. And then I just complained about how uncomfortable I was sleeping. And so then my husband looked them up for me. And he found the Nest, which is a U-shaped body pillow.
Okay.
And you can sort of configure it in different ways depending on how you want to use it. But so the wide portion of the U, the way that I've been using it, sort of serves as like a replacement pillow.
Okay,
and then,
so you put your head there.
Yeah, and then the little legs that hang down sort of like hug you on your front side and your back side.
Okay, this sounds like a product made by men who don't want to cuddle with their wives.
It really, I mean, it's sort of like a bumper.
It's like, okay, when we're in bed and, you know, we're not having sex or whatever, you just need to stay on your side, I'll stay on my side, and we'll have this, you know, this intermediate pillow between us so that I don't know that you're there.
It's totally like a containment device. But it's also incredibly comfortable.
But they call it the nest so
they
that a woman wants it.
Yeah. And, I mean, luckily we have a king-size bed, so there's room for the, for this sort of thing. You probably wouldn't want it if you had, like, a double bed or even a queen. But the one drawback is, you know, so I pull the covers over me and over the nest. And then because I'm pregnant, I have to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom all the time. So I have to pull the covers pretty much all the way to the end of the bed and then, like, lift one of the legs and slide under it to get out of the bed. And then when I get back in the bed, I have to, like, do the same thing. So it's a little cumbersome, but it's actually pretty great. So
since you've been using the nest, you haven't had any problems sleeping, any discomfort?
Not really. And so the great thing about it is it's not so much the front side when you're like leaning forward into the front side of the nest, but if you just sort of lean back into the back side of the nest. Because I've never been able to sleep at a sort of like backward angle. I don't know if that makes sense, but like when I sleep on my side, I tend to sort of like lean forward a little bit.
Sure. Like sort of like the fetal position. You kind of curl up a little bit.
Yeah. But it's actually incredibly comfortable to like lean backward a little bit.
Oh, because you have that support behind you.
Yeah. So that's pretty great. So that's the nest.
So, this brings me to something that I've been thinking about, and that is endorsement deals for the podcast specifically. I don't just normally think about like getting an endorsement deal. That would be weird. Or maybe I would just like drive around a Ford Focus. I was going to say something funny, but it sort of escaped my mind. So do you think that maybe this product, this Nest, would be something that maybe if you contacted them and said, hey, I really like it, we're going to talk about it on this podcast, do you think that they would give us any money?
I don't know. They might just give us, like, another Nest.
Well, I mean, that's not so bad.
Right.
I mean, it's sort of like a barter-based economy where, you know, we rub their back, they rub our back, or they give us something that we can lean back into.
Right. Which I'm doing right now, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
I'm leaning back into the nest as we speak.
Are you lying down on your side?
No, I mean, the great thing about it, when I want to sit up, I just add a pillow on top of the back of it. And it's kind of like, do you remember Dad had one of these? A lot of people have them. Those little things you can put on the floor, and it has like a back and little arms.
Yeah, like a little pillow chair.
Yeah, it's like that. Only it also hugs your whole, like your legs and stuff too.
The only thing I remember about one of those pillow chairs is when we were living in Fort Worth for that summer. I had like a really bad headache one day, and it was so bad that, Tylenol didn't do anything for it. I ended up sort of like I think Mom had one of these pillows or something, and I was laying in bed sort of, you know, when you lay against one of these things, you're at like a 30 degree angle or something. I'm laying in bed and my headache is like so awful. And then I take some Advil, maybe. And then, like, maybe 5 minutes later, my fingers start tingling. And they start sort of curling up. And then my wrists start sort of curling together.
Like when you hyperventilate or something?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly it. I started hyperventilating. My extremities started tingling. and I sort of started uncontrollably curling up.
Uh-huh.
And that was just like a really terrifying situation.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, when I think of one of those pillow chairs, it reminds me of that.
Oh, so you might not be, you might not enjoy the nest as much as I do.
Well, I mean, does it make you hyperventilate?
No.
Okay.
You can use it in a variety of ways, too. See, I really am, like, becoming a spokesperson for this thing. Because
tell
you
me
can
about
also...
all the configurations.
Well, you can also sit on your couch and put it, like, behind you and then wrap the arms sort of, like, under your knees. So you're sort of sitting with your knees slightly elevated and they sort of dangle over the front of it. Like, your legs sort of dangle over the front of it.
Okay.
I haven't actually tried this yet, but there's a picture on the box. So yeah, you can, like, the arms aren't, like, totally stiff. You can, like, kind of move them around and stuff.
Okay. So okay, back to this question about endorsements.
Uh-huh.
I mean, is this company doing well?
Like, I don't
know.
Tell
from the
you
website,
know,
like...
I don't even know who makes it.
Well, that might be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I could find out. All I know is that Josh ordered it.
Okay. Well, maybe you could ask him if they would be willing to, you know, have us endorse their product on our podcast.
Yeah.
That's so maybe a little bit of information that you can give him. About our audience. Well, for starters, our audience is mom.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we literally had 10 unique people download the podcast.
Really?
Two of those were me, because I downloaded it from different computers.
Uh-huh. One of them was me.
Okay. One of them was mom. So... that means that there were 6 people that listened to this podcast.
Yeah.
That's 6 potential people that might buy this weird pillow.
Right, yeah.